Loyalty Unlocked, the podcast where we dive deep into the strategies that really move the needle in customer engagement, loyalty, and brand growth. For full transparency, the script and voices within this podcast are completely AI-generated, based on chapters from the forthcoming loyalty book from my co-host, Mark Sage. Okay, so this is something I've been dying to ask. Loyalty programs. Are we using them wrong? Because the way I see it, many marketing teams push them to bring in new customers. Isn't that the whole point?
You know, it's a common assumption. But actually, loyalty programs aren't really made to bring in new customers. They're much more effective in capturing the ones you already have. And then, you know, encouraging them to come back and spend more.
Wait, so they're not for acquisition?
Not in the way most people think. Let's take the U Rewards launch in Hong Kong, for example. There was a massive marketing push. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing an ad. But here's the twist. It wasn't to acquire new customers for the retailers. It was to get existing customers to join the loyalty program.
Seriously? And all that effort wasn't to attract new shoppers?
Exactly. The advertising wasn't geared toward brand acquisition, but towards building awareness for the program. By the time customers were at the checkout counter, we wanted them to already know the name U Rewards and feel that little FOMO nudge to join right there on the spot.
Ah, the power of FOMO. But like, wouldn't targeting new customers with loyalty make sense too? Get them in and hook them early?
It sounds reasonable, but it rarely pans out. New customers usually make their first purchase for reasons like price, convenience, or sheer necessity, not because of loyalty rewards. Loyalty steps in after that initial purchase to turn one-time transactions into longer-term habits.
So, what you're saying is loyalty is more about keeping customers locked in for the future?
Precisely. I often describe loyalty marketing as a future value initiative. Once someone has already decided to spend with your brand, loyalty captures their behaviors, nudges them to spend more, and helps secure their long-term commitment.
Huh. Okay. That's making sense now. But isn't acquisition still tied to loyalty in some way? Like, there's got to be overlap, right?
There's a connection, sure, but not how most people think. Loyalty operates on top of acquisition. Once the customer is in your ecosystem, loyalty drives engagement and maximizes their lifetime value. Take the U example. It was designed to attract existing shoppers from the partner brands, not bring in brand new ones. The goal was penetration of the program, not the retailers themselves.
Got it. So, loyalty isn't about getting you new customers. It's about amplifying what you already have.
Yes. Instead of being the front door, loyalty is the anchor that keeps them grounded in your space. And that's where its real power lies.
Okay, so if loyalty is about amplifying what you already have, doesn't that tie into things like market share and market penetration? They're not the same thing, right? I kind of thought they were just different ways of saying the same thing.
Oh, no, they're very different. Think of it this way. Market penetration is all about how many people are shopping with you at least once within a given time frame. It's like how far you've reached of the total people in the market. Market share, on the other hand, is about how much of their spending you're capturing. It's the value you're bringing in compared to your competitors, out of the total market value.
Ah, okay. So one's about the people, the other's about their wallets. Got it. So how does a brand even grow penetration? Like, what actually works?
Well, penetration growth often comes down to physical availability. Basically, being there when and where customers need you. Take Aldi in the UK as an example. From 2014 to 2018, they opened hundreds of new stores. That increase in locations brought them to more people's radar and naturally created more first-time shoppers. Penetration shot up.
Ah, so it's about being visible, like constantly available to people. Makes sense. But then, loyalty? Where does that fit into all this? Does it help with penetration too?
Not really. Loyalty does an amazing job helping to build market share, but not penetration. It's about consolidating spend from people who are already shopping with you, not finding brand new ones. For example, in grocery, your market share with a single customer is likely around 40% to 50%. So loyalty might get a customer to spend a little more with you and a little less with your competitor. But it's not going to suddenly create a shopper out of thin air.
Oh, wow. So loyalty's kind of like locking down what you've got. So if loyalty is really about locking in existing customer habits, does it end up focusing mostly on rewarding the big spenders, the VIPs bringing in the cash? That's kind of how I've always seen it.
It's a common view, sure, but actually no. Focusing only on those top 20% of customers, the heavy buyers, isn't the whole story. They're definitely important, but they're not the only piece of the puzzle when it comes to growth.
Wait, really? Then who else is in the game?
The light buyers. Believe it or not, they make up about 80% of your customer base, but typically contribute around 50% of your revenue. They're a massive opportunity, just waiting to be tapped into.
80%? That's wild. So how do they even fit into loyalty programs if they're not spending much?
Great question. Loyalty programs shouldn't just exist to reward the high spenders. They're actually perfect for nudging occasional shoppers, these light buyers, to spend just a little bit more each time they shop, or to shop more often. It's about consolidating their spend.
Consolidating? Okay, you lost me. What does that even mean here?
It's simple. Think about someone who shops at, say, 3 different grocery stores. They spend a bit here, a bit there. A loyalty program can encourage that person to shift more of their spending to one store. Yours. Even pulling in just one extra visit per quarter can mean a huge bump in revenue when scaled across all those light buyers.
Wow, just one more visit? That tiny change really makes a difference?
Absolutely. Small shifts in behavior, when multiplied across a large audience, add up fast. That's the magic of loyalty. It turns potential into action. With light buyers, we're not trying to make them heavy spenders. Instead, we want to just remind them we're there, so they're more likely to think of us when they're ready.
Oh, I see it now. So loyalty's like maximizing what's already there instead of chasing big, flashy changes.
It is. It's about efficiency. Instead of just chasing new customers, loyalty helps you get more out of the ones already familiar with your brand. And frankly, that's where the sweet spot is.
So what you're saying is, loyalty programs aren't just about throwing points and discounts around. They're more like these powerful marketing tools, huh?
Exactly. A well-designed loyalty program isn't just about counting transactions. It's about deepening engagement, staying top of mind, and keeping your brand relevant in customers' lives. Think of it as a tool to create behavioral triggers. Those little nudges that make people choose you over someone else.
Oh, like when I see a limited time double points offer and suddenly I'm there spending more than I planned?
Yes, it's not just about the discount, though. It's the psychology behind it. It builds what Byron Sharp termed mental availability. You're reminding your customers that you're there and worth their attention, which is huge in today's noisy world.
Right, but keeping people active in the program seems like the tricky part. I mean, you can sign them up easily with flashy offers, but what keeps them coming back?
And that's the million-dollar question. Phil Hawkins, former COO of Flybys, famously said, "Getting customers to join is easy. The hard part is keeping them active." Loyalty programs thrive when they consistently engage their members. It's about weaving the program into their everyday habits.
But how do you do that without overwhelming them? Like, I don't want 50 emails screaming, "Spend more points now."
Good point. It's all about relevance and balance. You need to understand your customers. Use the data they give you to tailor offers and reminders that actually matter to them. It's less about bombarding them and more about staying present. Like a helpful nudge when they're already thinking about buying groceries or booking a flight.
Ah, so the helpful nudge approach. That sounds way more strategic than just spamming everyone.
It is. And here's where marketers often get it wrong. They think loyalty programs are only about transactional benefits. But really, it's a blend of emotional and rational triggers. Customers need to feel rewarded, yes. But also, they need to feel a reason to shop. They need to feel the brand is relevant to them.
So it's like you're building a relationship, not just handing out freebies?
Not so much relationship. I'd say instead, you're helping to build brand affinity and connecting the brand to key occasions or customer needs. In essence, building mental availability. This is what keeps people coming back more than any discount could.
Wow. Okay, so final takeaways for someone like me, a marketer figuring out loyalty strategies. What's the biggest myth we need to drop?
The biggest myth? That loyalty programs can increase market penetration. That they can bring new customers to the brand. They can't. Loyalty is about maximizing the value of the customers you already have. It's about capturing behaviors, making them consistent, and creating incremental value through incremental mental availability over time. In that way, loyalty programs can play their part in contributing to increasing market share.
Right? Loyalty's more than points. It's a strategy for connection and market share growth. Got it. Mark, this has been so eye-opening. I'm definitely rethinking how I look at loyalty programs now.
Glad to hear it. Loyalty isn't just a tactic. It's a way to engage, retain, and grow with your customers. And the best part is it keeps evolving, so there's always something new to explore.
Ah, so exciting. On that note, we've got to wrap it up. Mark, thanks so much for sharing all your wisdom. This has been incredible.
It's been a real pleasure.
And that's all for today on Loyalty Unlocked. Remember to subscribe if you want to learn more. Until next time, stay curious, everyone.